Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain.
Welcome, 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 America, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio, the only program in the country that works and has the best guests in the world on this program, because we have guests who are grassroots, who are movers and shakers on the ground level, and they take care of serious business, and today is no exception. The music that you heard was Robert Davi, and he is an actor well known for his movies that he's worked on, called in James Bond. He's worked in American Carol, and he's always playing the villain and everything, but he's a very, very sweet person, and he's a very good friend of mine all over Hollywood. And today we have a newcomer who's actually not a newcomer. She's taken San Diego and everybody by storm with her new production company and the movies and the series of programs that she's been involved in as an assistant director and assistant. You know how you guys say that in Hollywood. Anyway, we have with us Ms. Kenya Williams. Thank you so much, Kenya, for being on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
How are you?
I'm just excited. I'm excited. First of all, everybody, she is wonderful. She's beautiful. She is. She's a trailblazer because she's been working in the industry for only a couple of years, and I want her to talk about her how she got started and what made her decide to go ahead and take Hollywood by storm. And they don't even realize the storm that's coming. But go ahead and talk about your production company. We want to talk about everything. So get going, girly.
Okay, hello everyone. Well, I got started, I want to say when I was young. My mother used to have us perform in talent shows, and we used to work every day at dance routines and making up skits, as well as had to perform in plays. So I think it just became a part of who I am at an early age. And I've always been a writer. I started out writing poetry and lyrics doing music. And I found my poetry sometimes told a story, and so I had actually started just writing scripts about a couple of years back. And what ended up happening was I had actually got an opportunity to attend a Denise Dixon event that she had came to Dallas to do. I wrote an essay. And I won, and I went, and I just wanted to see what it was about. And I actually was able to do my first pitch. And through pitching and the response of the crowd and everyone involved, I actually was able to be inspired to continue to write screenplays. So from there, I've wrote several scripts, from short to feature, as well as scripted reality and reality shows. So my first one that was given to me is a Wicked Kind of Love Story, and that's right now I'm in pre-production for that one, and we'll be filming at the end of this month. And that's really I write with a lot of substance and real life event things that touch my heart. So that one's based around teenagers and how they fall in love too early and kind of can't handle the consequences of their choices. And so it's a drama, and it's about a young boy, about 17. He falls in love with the girl his mother warned him about. And so it kind of touches on HIV, teen suicide, as well as human trafficking. So it was just like something that was really close to part, and I put it together and rewrote over and over again and kind of got it down to enough pages to qualify it as a short and semi-short feature. And I'm hoping to enter it into festivals and and so forth, or just get help it goes viral. So,
I believe it will go viral.
Yeah, I hope so. I really want it to be one of those stories that they show in schools, and they show the outcome of choices and behaviors, and they're able to. I would like it to hit home and be a resource as well for HIV and AIDS with regard to, you know, how they show movies or what have you to the teens in school now, and
right.
just basically like a mentorship video as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's my hope for that film there. So.
Well, now now Wicked Kind of Love, is it a docudrama, or is it an actual documentary? And I think, because I know that you can use the actors, when you use actors in a documentary kind of thing, it becomes a docudrama, which is almost between a film and a documentary. So is that what it is, or is it an actual documentary?
It's actually a film. It's not really based on anyone in particular. It's just basically touching all the issues that are in the news today that are close to my heart, that, you know, grabs my attention, and I kind of just put it in the story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
now,
a film. It's not really. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you. I was just trying
I'm
to think.
Sorry. It's okay.
You said something really important to us in the pre-interview, and you were talking about the fact that when you're on the set and you're talking to actors and stuff, and like the writing parts of it, if they like the flow that you can pick up on when they have to actually dramatize it and actually bring out what the screenwriter is saying. I mean, that's a unique thing, because I'm a producer. But I can see the overall picture of certain things, but I can't write the actual things that need to happen. I mean, I can pick it up on the screen, but I can't write it that way. And you seem to have a gift to be able to pick it up and put it together, so when the actor reads it, they know how to put it in action, and it flows.
Right, right. That is truly a gift, and it just fell upon me. I was blessed with it. I haven't actually been able to go to school, but I do take pride in my volunteering and, you know, giving and putting myself out there and make myself available to any project anyone needs help on, and learning as much and absorbing as much as I can. And I decided as well to expose myself rather than to be discovered. So I put myself out there to be able to do that. So it helps me with regard to what you said, with being able to put it into script form and then getting it across to the readers, and then going a little bit further with being able to actually take my vision and the actors who's able to feel my vision and then be able to put it out there into film. And hopefully everything I do, I want it to be jaw-dropping and cool and suck the audience in. I hope you guys can feel exactly what it is I'm trying to do, which is basically, if anything, the attention of the youth today and try and help them make better choices. So, and I'm trying to do that as well as, like, getting a lot of young actors involved and give their attention towards other things, too. So I'm hoping that they can get that front script as well.
Well, I believe that they will. Now, Jazzy, I love, ladies and gentlemen, you have to go to her site, Jazzy Me, that's M-I, and that's Independent Productions, and it's on Facebook, and she's got the jazziest logo, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to get it. I mean, you got to see it and everything. And for those of you who are out there who are investors, financiers, and things like that. These are the kind of projects that you really want to be a part of. She is a part now of our lady producers of Project Red Slipper, and I'm just so honored that she has said that she would she would put her name on and be on the list of wonderful producers we have across the country that are working on things. We're working on reality shows, the Virtuous Woman reality show out of Atlanta, and you know, with Jacasa Odoms and other things like that. And we've got a lot of things going on, and I love to see people who have their own creativity that's going to make things different in Hollywood, because there are things that we want to see that no one is supplying us with. They're supplying us with what they want to see, and that's not what a lot of people in this country want. And so I really am glad that you created Jazzy Me Independent Productions. And I want you to tell everyone all the things that's going to be. You're going to be like a complete studio. That's something that's very, very unique, because most of us have to go and rent a studio to do a talk show program or have set decorators come in and do it. But you're going to have the whole package. Explain to everybody what the whole package is for Jazzy Me Independent Productions.
Well, Jazzy Me hopes to be able to not only bring to life other people's visions by being a writer and as well as a producer and director for any current projects that we invest in and work on outside of what we write as a team. We hope to be able to have a studio to be able to film as well on location. Right now, we outsource. So we're hoping to bridge and make a full team and be able to be the go-to in San Diego with regard to live television, as well as, you know, that deal with reality, where we might actually go out and, you know, do outsource locations as well as this. And we want to be able to give photography as well as still photography for any line of it could be something simple as it could be anything personal as well as within the industry. So it's like we're not limiting ourselves with regard to video and photography as well as the writing abilities and the production side of anything that we work on.
So you're checking out composers and you have composers working with you. You have set decorators working with you.
So
your own children are working with you. They are wardrobe.
I do. I'm developing a team right now that will cover wardrobe and production set, as well as video and photography, and as well as I would like a writing team. My children are just gifted as well within the, you know, fashion, music, writing. They have the writing abilities. They started at a young age, I guess, just watching me. So it's really to leave a legacy, and hopefully they'll carry it on, because they seem very intrigued and interested with getting behind the camera, as well as from the pre-production phase to the post-production. So hopefully, you know, they will go far in this, and they'll keep moving forward. I do have composers from Atlanta, Dallas, as well as a lengthy family history of entertainers that I do with as well, that I'm looking to, you know, bridge the gap as well with all aspects of the industry or any production where I don't have to go out, you know, look far. So I'm hoping to bring a total team together under Jazzy Me. Right now, we might be all individual entities that are coming together on productions until, you know, the finances allow for us to, you know, be able to be together in one spot and, you know, being able to make that a full-time, you know, production team, to where we don't have to go look for anything individually, but as a team, or either a collaborated team of businesses that get the job done. So I'm still in the planning phase and the in it. I'm hoping that, you know, soon it'll all come together. But yeah, I do hope to do a lot of everything you talked about. So, yeah.
Well, now, you're also, Now, tell me something, because, I mean, you told me something yesterday that I had not known, and that is about the Film Commission. Now, you're in San Diego. What kind of thing mm-hmm. does the Film Commission do, and you're getting ready to be a part of that, too? So, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is a young lady, 42 years old, who has 10 children who are in college and who have done so many things, married. She has done so many things, and her kids are coming along, and she's being an example for them. I think we all need to make sure that when something, a door is open, or we get some kind of a lead or something about a film project or somebody willing to finance or something, that we definitely not only send them to Kenya, send them to Project Red Slipper. We have a lot of producers that are doing those kinds of things and stuff. But, I mean, this is unique to see a mom with the kind of drive that she has. And you've only been doing this for, what, 2 years?
I have. I've been, and I just actually relocated to San Diego. So I'm just really trying to get myself plugged into every aspect of the film industry. I started out in Texas, so that's where everything arrived. And I had a couple of wonderful opportunities that were, given to me in last year, over the last year period. But I found it very hard to make those chances or do things that I wanted to do, being that I was living in Texas alone and I didn't want to fly and leave my kids. So I moved a little bit closer to L.A. without moving in the city, and I've been trying. I kind of got thrown into the San Diego scene through collaborating with someone on their creative works, which is The Search. I helped write a couple of articles from there. And I became a partner with Aeroscope Studios. And that's how I kind of, and that was kind of unexpected, but I did. I came aboard. And I kind of like the feel that San Diego gave. I like the fact that I went to a film consortium about 2 months ago here in San Diego, and I went to a director's meet, and I met a lot of people who had the same vision I did with regard to bringing a close-knit talent pool together here in San Diego and to be able to make San Diego one of the go-tos, and it's a beautiful city, and bring more projects here. And when I went to the film consortium, the mayor came and said he wanted to make it as easy as possible for us to be able to film here, and he was going to make sure that the doors and there were avenues to be able to do that. So that kind of got me a little excited as well. And we were in pre-production phase then of The Search, auditioning, casting calls, and so forth. And so that there allowed me to see what it is I could contribute to the area with my mini screenplays and projects that are ready to go. So I started, just jumping in, head first, trying to get things together. So I've been just basically doing my background homework with regard to the San Diego area, and I've met a lot of wonderful people that are trying to do a lot of great things here. So I thought it was a wonderful opportunity for things we had discussed with regard to what you were trying to do.
Because Breaking News Journal, the Project Red Slipper, we're all producers who are already doing our own thing on film and then on radio and in print. I have media people. We have waiting in the wings our National Bureau Chief that's going to actually do all kinds of news and media. So, everybody, we have like 20 people that have their own production companies that do their own thing, and that's why I was so glad that you're coming on board of Project Red Slipper. And another reason why I'm glad is because we're related. Your mom and me are first cousins, and I are first cousins, and that creative side has been, you have a double dose of creativity because it's on your mother and your father's side, and as I understand, they met in the arts. And everything, and then on your mom's side, which is my father's side, we have creativity there too, a lot of it. And one of our uncles, which is your great uncle, lived doing his art in New York you know, and so there's a lot of art in our family and stuff like that, and I'm just honored to have you on board, and I just think that you're going to do an excellent job in the industry, and I'm looking forward to have some cinnabuns on the set. Let me just sit there and eat some cinnabuns, and then watch you guys work or something, and get. Of course, I have been invited to go on the red carpet whenever there's a red carpet. I don't, you know, I love stuff like that, so that's cool. You have some callers here. Let me open it up for the callers. Hold on, just a second.
Okay.
Hello, is this Atlanta? Hello. Hey, is it Jacasta?
Yes.
Hi, Jacasta. Jacasta's out of Atlanta. This is Kenya. All you guys are young people. I feel so old now. No, I don't. but Jacasta, you have a question for Kenya?
I don't know. I just more so like a you go girl because. It sounds so awesome, and I'm so happy to hear that, you know, women are just doing their thing, and I'm just proud to hear that and proud to be a woman today listening to her. So,
wow.
I mean, I didn't have any specific questions, just a more so like, you know, great job, a pat on the back through the airways is what I'm giving her, and that's it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate any support, and I thank you for coming in.
Well, you guys are going to have to meet each other because she's a powerful person in Atlanta, Georgia, with the Sister Circle, and she's going to be the producer for the Virtuous Woman reality show that we're having, and she is also a part of Project Red Slipper, so that is a warm welcome.
Wonderful.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person. She's one sharp cookie. You wait till you hear her next week. I want you to call in on Racial Harmony Live radio program. She's going to have the phones lit up from all over the world, I tell you, every time she comes on.
Okay.
It's a wonderful thing. So, hold on, we got another call. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Last two digits is 64. First, for the area code 678.
Hey.
Hi.
Ruthie?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm calling to support you. Yeah, go girl. Got 100%. Yeah. Yes, indeedy. I'm behind you 100% because you got it going on.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That's for both of y'all. Red Slipper, Breaking News Journal, all of it. And for Jazzy Me Productions too, all of y'all got it going on. That's what we call talent in the house.
Thank you.
Absolutely, thank you so much. Well, you know, I mean, the chat room is open, and people are listening to the program in the chat room and stuff like that. So, if you all in the chat room want to give a shout out to Kenya, make sure that you type it in, and I'll make sure that she receives it. But you have guests listening on the chat room as well as calling in, so that is wonderful. I mean, I'm excited about it. Is there anything? Would you tell us what it is that you're in need of? As we have about 5 minutes left, and tell everybody what it is that you want, that you need. And I'm really talking to people in the entertainment industry that can make things happen. So, I mean, whether you're a reporter, can put her on the air in San Diego on TV or radio, that's what we want to see. Right, Kenya?
Yes, right, yes. I actually am looking to make anything. Right now I'm in the pre-production phase as well for
The Wicked Kind of Love.
Well, I mean, I do have a Wicked Kind of Love. I'm almost pretty much done. We're going to film for that, but I'm casting for right now. I'm looking for actors for a production that I have called Sweet, which is a scripted reality that touches on, you know, the love of hip hop. And today how the entertainment industry with regard to the music side is not determined by your talent, but basically, you know, it's kind of flamboyant with the tattoos and all the plastics in our world today that determine people versus talent with regard to, you know, when they make it in the industry. It's not too many people that can go further than one album these days. But anyway, it's like a scripted reality show for that I'm doing Skin Deep. I'm also doing one called Deck of Kings, which is fatherhood, and it's about four brothers who actually it's a diverse brotherhood that have been formed from childhood that grew up together, that went away to college, and they all have their different battles with regard to fatherhood. So I'm working on that as well. And I am actually in the process of campaigning for both of those to be able to get the funding up to be able to do that. The one series and one's a feature. So hopefully, you know, I can do that, and you can basically follow or find that through Jazzy Me Productions Facebook page. You can go there and you can find any and click on anything that you might want to support, you know, through GoFundMe or Indiegogo. So if anyone out there would like to support a great production, I would really appreciate it.
We're going to make sure we get this information out. Now, you also were a partner with Aeroscope and stuff like that, and I'm going to have her on, I think, within the next couple of weeks because my schedule is really busy now, and I'm going to have her on in a couple of weeks to talk about Aeroscope. But you've worked with some wonderful people, and the program that's coming out with them, The Search, that's going to be a series too, isn't it? A TV series?
Yes, that's a web series. Yes, that's a web series.
Okay. See, now when we launch the Breaking News Journal TV channel, we can, you know, we'll be able to talk to those people to say, okay, you know, how much would we have to pay to have The Search on the Breaking News Journal TV channel? You know, it's like,
right,
I mean, because,
right,
you know, we're here to do grassroots stuff and to, you know, really make a difference in a way that has never been done before, and to give people the creativity that they've never had before by trying to get on ABC or NBC or CBS or CNN or any of those other programs, whether it's news or whatever, you know, daytime drama, nighttime drama, kids programs, teenage programs, or investigative reporting. The thing that we're concerned about is we want to make sure people are able to use their gifts, and that someone can't say, oh, well, you can't do this, you can't say that, you can't believe this, you can't believe that, and all that other kind of stuff. We're not going to have that here, you know, because we're going to bring back the things of what our founding principles stand on. And yes, we're not boring. Because you're not boring, Ken. You're not boring, Kenya, and neither is Jocelyn. There's going to be some hot wires around here and around this country. So you got everybody out there, you're definitely going to have to keep your eyes open, because these are trailblazers. They're young people, and I've always loved working with young people to see them prosper and grow and be able to make an impact on our society, which is something that a lot of young people don't get a chance to do these days. And we're going to make it happen, and we just are so thankful. Is there something else you want to say?
Yeah,
no,
I was. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Jocasta. I have a question now about the casting. Are you only doing casting in the San Diego area?
I'm sorry?
She said, are you only doing casting in the San Diego area? Are you only doing casting in the San Diego area?
Well, because of the financials, yeah. I am, because it's a local, it's where I'm at. But, yeah, I would love to venture out and do. I have a couple of projects that I would cast for in the areas that I intended for the area was wrote for, like The Tyrant and stuff. But, yeah, unless there's, you know, because other than that, we have to pay for travel and lodging for anybody that's coming from outside of the area. But unless it became Atlanta production, which is a good thing too, but because I have a lot of people down there that I have history with. So,
is there a way she could send something to you so that you could see what it is she does or something like that?
I was wondering, because, you know, Ruth, my sister, is an actress, and she actually, her coach is Dwayne Boyd. I don't know if you know him, Kenya, you may.
Uh-huh.
But okay. Her coach is Dwayne Boyd, so I was asking, you know, just for her, trying to see what, you know, if you do. Because if so, then I know that that will be a great match, and she is in Atlanta.
You want her to send you something just so that you have something to
Definitely, if I can, you know, she can, you know, send something to you, whatever, a tape, I guess a monologue or what, you know, so you can see.
Can actually do anything.
Or you can also Google her, and she has a couple of things that are out there where you can see her work. You can see her. I think both of them are comedy, and two of them are comedy, and I think the other is a drama. But definitely, I need to try to hook up with you and see if we can make that happen.
Yes, no problem at all. What's her name?
Miranda Chelsea.
Yeah, she can also always submit anything to jazzymeprod@gmail.com or on Facebook as well at Jazzy Me Productions. I have a page on there as well that you can actually submit to too. But yeah, I'm actually, you know, I'm not trying to be the next Tyler Perry, but what I would like to do is I'm talking about with regard to everything but one thing I do respect and appreciate about him is he has a database of actors that he keeps in place, you know, by using them over and over again, so that if you find a great actors and they're looking to be employed, you have the work, why not, you know, give them the exposure as well as the, because I watched a lot of actors grow through him, you know, by just being able to stay employed and do big things. So that's where I'm really trying to go with anything that I do. I would like, because I do write. I write actually on all levels. I have sci-fi, drama. The only thing I don't have yet is a comedy, but everything else I pretty much do. So
Something getting ready to break there. I can tell.
yeah, that's a challenge. That's what I'm working on. That's a challenge I'm trying to overcome. So yeah. Most definitely, and if she was willing at all to travel, you know, we probably wouldn't start out on a large scale, but I would really love to have any great actor that is committed. And I have a lot of parts in film that calls for a lot of emotion, and my that I. You know, that's the biggest part, is finding an actor that actually can become one with the character and actually just bring that across the film with regard to, you know, without dealing with a major experienced, more seasoned actor that costs a lot of money. So, yeah, that's my challenge right now with any work that I'm doing. But I hope to be able to bridge that gap as well. So if she's willing and we can come together, that would be wonderful. You can just actually have her submit anything.
I'm so excited. Okay, listen, everybody, we have run out of time. I did give you guys a couple of extra minutes because I wanted to make sure that you guys got the information out there and that everybody was able to hook up, because that's what it's about, hooking up, everybody. Kenya, it has been a pleasure having you on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio, and we will have you on again. I want to know what the progress is with Jazzy Me Independent Productions and what's happening with the other films and stuff. And we're going to make a lot of things rock and roll, my sisters and my cousin and my sister in Atlanta and everybody else. Thank you so much, everyone, for being with us today on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. I'll talk to you guys later.
Come rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me the world is fine. Stand up. pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're wonderful again. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. And I love you under my skin.